Hi, this is Robert Hilburn, and welcome to Rock and Roll Times. Now that the new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been announced, let me play devil's advocate and present a list of great artists who still haven't been inducted. Artists, I think, who are more deserving than most of this year's inductees. I'm not insisting these artists are the best possible candidates for the Hall, but they are my favorites of the ones on the eligibility list. I'll present them in roughly chronological order. We start with one of the many great country artists who have been ignored, the marvelous Patsy Cline. 88.5, the SoCal sound, from La Habra to North Hollywood.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? For thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my for loving you. Again,
she's got you.
Nick Cave is one of the starkest and most compelling figures ever in rock. He's been passed over by the Hall for 30 years. That's a disgrace. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
He's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
And no.
There have been a lot of early R&B groups inducted in the Rock Hall, but I think the Clovers were equal to most of them. It's a group with a style that varied from silky smooth to raucous. 88.5, the SoCal Sound. Hope all is well tonight in Canyon Country.
Walking down the main track one night, I met a fine chick, built just right. She stopped when I flashed my roll. I told her she could have all of my gold. She turned around and with a frown, said, "This ain't no circus and I don't need a clown." You cash in nothing but trash. You cash in nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash, so it ain't no need your hanging around just to make a hit with that chick. I tried to get a Cadillac right quick. The man at the place looked so strange. At $900 and some change, we disagreed. I tried to plead. He said, "I ain't a chicken and I don't need your feed." Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Baby, you're crawling way past your speed. Da 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 da. Walking and counting on my bucks, a man with a gun said, "Hands up." I tried to get away, but too slow. He clocked me and took all of my dough.
Da-da-da-da.
I heard him shout
da-da-da-da
as he cut out,
"Da-da-da-da.
You ain't lost nothing, what you crying about?" Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. And he took my watch and I passed out. I woke up in the arms of a big cop. Police station, a next stop. The judge swung his fist down, plunk, plunk. $20 fine, cause you're drunk.
Da, 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 da.
Dig up the dough,
da, 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 da,
and you can go.
Da, 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 da.
All I had was a buffalo. You cash ain't nothing but trash. You cash in nothing but trash. But I'm sure gonna get me some more.
Was the night softer than satin? Was the light from her eyes? She wore blue velvet, and as the night danced slowly by, warmer than May, her tender sighs, love was high. All the love we held tightly,
giving its rest.
Like a flame burning brightly, but when she'd gone, gone was the glow of blue velvet. precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see
I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Hi, I'm Ryan Miller from the band Guster, and I'm this month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound. I'm going to guest DJ each week, play songs that I love, maybe share a story or two, laugh at my own jokes. Join me this Saturday night at 6 p.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I can't wait.
Artist in Residence, Saturday nights at 6, 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Download the SoCal Sound mobile app and listen wherever life takes you.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
We swing back to country for Merle Haggard, who may be the most complete country artist ever, singer, songwriter, and musician. He's joined on the final song in the set by Willie Nelson, who is thankfully in the hall already. 88.5, The SoCal Sound. Thanks for joining me in Mission Hills tonight.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street, 'cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball.
We still wave old glory down at the courthouse,
and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. And football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball.
We still wave old glory down at the courthouse,
white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants, where all the honest world feel. Well, Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. But Dusty Poncho bit down south, ended up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, the lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody.
Hotel, the desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old.
Next is the incomparable John Prine. I was so thrilled by his debut album, I listened to it 5 times in a row the day it arrived. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime, and Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like 1,000 railroad trains, and eased his mind in the hours that he chose. while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life, it lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
She was standing in the rain with her overcoat under her arm, leaning on a horsehead cane. She said, "Carl, take all the money." She called everybody Carl. My skirt's broke, my mind's a joke, and getting up's real hard. Don't you know how when you see her, she grew up in your backyard. Come back to us, Barbara Lewis, Hare Krishna Beauregard. Selling Bibles at the airport, buying quaaludes on the phone. And you talk about a paper route, she's a shut-in without a home. God save her, please, she's nailed her knees to some drugstore parking lot. Hey, Mr. Brown, turn the volume down, I believe this evening shot. Don't you know how, if you see her, she grew up in your backyard. Come back to us, Barbara Lewis, Hare Krishna Beauregard. Can't you picture her next Thursday? Can you picture her at all in the Hotel Boulderado at the dark end of the hall? I gotta shake myself and wonder why she even bothers me. For if Hollies were commercial, we'd all be on TV. Don't you know how, when you see her, she grew up in your backyard. Come back to us, Barbara Lewis, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, come back to us, Barbara Lewis. Hare Krishna, Hare
ago, along the Illinois-Wisconsin border, there was this Indian tribe. They found two babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth. She was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the two lakes, known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger and more beautiful lake, Lake Elizabeth. And thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known forever as Lake Marie.
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters.
Many years later, I found myself talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to Lake Marie. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill, and they was sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves in Canada trying to save our marriage and perhaps catch a few fish. But whatever came first, that night she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louie. Oh, baby, we gotta go now.
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters.
Were biking as the cars were parking, the loon sharks were sharking, the necks were narking. Practically everyone was there. In the parking lot by the forest preserve, the police had found two bodies. Nay, naked bodies. Their faces had been horribly disfigured by some sharp object. I saw it on the news, the TV news, in a black and white video. You know what blood looks like in a black and white video? Shadows. Shadows! That's what it looks like. All the love we shared between her and me was slammed. Slammed up against the banks of old Lake Marie. Marie!
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Whoa, 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 whoa.
standing by peaceful waters. Oh, baby, we gotta go now.
To close the show, we're going to play a track from the late, great Johnny Cash, who thankfully is also in the Rock Hall. This is John's version of Nick Cave's The Mercy Seat. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.
It all began when they took me from my home and put me on death row, a crime for which I'm totally innocent, you know. I began to warm and chill to objects and their fields, a ragged cup, a twisted mop, the face of Jesus in my soup, those sinister dinner deals, the meal trolley's wicked wheels, a hook bone rising from my food, and all things either good or ungood. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway, I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. I hear stories from the chamber. Christ was born into a manger, and like some ragged stranger, he died upon the cross. Might I say it seems so fitting, in its way he was a carpenter by trade, or at least that's what I'm told. My kill hand's tattooed evil across its brother's fist. That filthy five, they did nothing to challenge or resist. In heaven his throne is made of gold. The ark of his testament is stowed. A throne from which I'm told all history does unfold. It's made of wood and wire, and my body is on fire. And God is never far away. Into the mercy seat I climb. My head is shaved, my head is wired. And like a moth that tries to enter the bright eye, I go shuffling out of life just to hide in death a while. And anyway, I never lie. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning. And in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway, I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is burning, and I think my head is glowing. And in a way I'm hoping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway there was no proof, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is glowing, and I think my head is smoking. And in a way I'm hoping to be done with all these looks of disbelief. A life for a life and a truth for a truth. And I've got nothing left to lose, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is smoking, and I think my head is melting. And in a way that's helping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway, I told the truth, but I'm afraid I told a lie.